Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
I honestly don't know what's going on in the world today, but I feel like almost everything you're going to hear from this moment forward is going to be offensive.
Yeah.
But it's not our fault because everybody's offended by everything.
Everything.
Yes.
So just to kick it off, I think we should have a little moment of silence for Ghislaine Maxwell because she's in terrible conditions behind bars.
And
she
is, apparently. Yeah.
Who, like, for real, she has the guts to come out and say, it's not comfortable in prison and that I'm serving for luring young girls into being prostitutes?
It's just ridiculous.
When you phrase it that
right,
way.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, this isn't fair. Like,
wow.
The nerve, honestly.
The nerve. And then we have to talk about masks. And there's something coming in a second where I don't know that we're all going to be employed when we're done with this.
Yeah.
But okay. First thing, more than 40 members of the same family got the COVID from a funeral.
But this lady was an idiot.
What was she?
Somebody attended the wedding, funeral, knowing full well she had COVID.
She had symptoms.
Ooh.
And her son and husband had tested positive. And then she shows up, doesn't wear a mask, and hangs out around 40 of her closest family members.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, and says she's trying to kill him then.
She was showing symptoms. And like Amber said, the rest of the family was positive. So, I mean, not only did she put her family at risk, she flew to this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, OMG.
Like, you're not even supposed to walk. If you know you're sick,
don't go anywhere.
Anywhere.
Stay at home.
Like, it says at the stores, you know, please wear a mask. It's or per state mandate, blah, 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 blah. And at the airport, it's like, please wear a mask, blah, blah, blah. But before that, it says, do not enter if you feel sick.
Mm-hmm.
She entered an airport, entered an aircraft, entered an Uber probably, entered a funeral home, and who knows how many people she affected. We know of 40 at this funeral that she affected all at once.
Remember that story about, I forget who wants to start charging people with attempted murder?
That, yes.
Suddenly, are we against that still?
If you're an absolute daft,
yes.
Then I think you should be charged with something. Neglect the human.
Intentional stuff.
Yes.
Right. This was intentional. She knew.
Here's what gets weird. The 40 people range from 5-month-old twins.
Ooh.
Which I didn't think was happening much.
I saw new stats dealing with children, and it's increasing. There's a wheelhouse in the middle, like 12 to something now.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Are they sick or do they just have it? They're like sick.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Up to a 77-year-old woman, which that person could absolutely die.
Right.
So if you're the person, like, just listen to Amber. If you're sick, don't move.
Thank you.
Stop. Stay home. Don't
stay home. Go get a test. Stay home until you get your test results. It's that easy.
And stay home even after that. Just stay home. Like, sometimes the test results are wrong because.
Oh, that's true. You're right.
I know people who know they had it, had all the symptoms, and still got a negative test.
Yeah. Yep.
Same.
That's right. Your friend was one of them, where one of them got a positive, one of them got a negative, and the one who got the negative was definitely knew they had it.
Yeah.
That's.
Yep.
So now that we've got your fur and a dander about everyone should wear a mask, should a 3-year-old have to wear a mask?
What are the airline rules? What are the regulations?
He's jumping already.
Going in.
If you haven't heard this story, we're going to tell it real quick. If you instantly jump and call Steve an a-hole, you're not listening. Yeah. You're really not.
Yeah.
But because Steve is on the side of the airline on this.
I'm on the side of logic.
I'm not sure we can get Amber or myself to commit to a side on this. A Texas woman said she was removed from a... Did I say the airline? I mean, it's easily Googleable. It's Southwest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Frontier, we read all the...
Spirit.
All
JetBlue.
Yeah.
All of the minors. Not all the majors. Delta does.
Delta has a little bit less of a... Okay. Yeah. But most of the major airlines and all the minor ones have a two-year-old and up have to put on a mask.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And as a person who's had children, that I'm already not... Like, you can't explain to a two-year-old that they have to leave that damn thing on. It's not going to work.
You're right.
So then...
That's hard.
Then your rule should be under... They just shouldn't be able to... If they can't...
I went to coffee travel. With my friend and her two-year-old over the weekend, and her two-year-old wore a mask and was fine.
Oh, good for her. She's not a perfect child.
It wasn't like a three-hour flight or anything like that. So there's that, but... She had her little mask, and it was, you know, she didn't mess with it.
Well,
it's possible.
This is a three-year-old, and the three-year-old did not want to wear the mask. Mm-hmm. She's throwing a fit, screaming, no, no, no. And the parents were, like, telling the flight attendants, we can't do this. And they forcibly removed all of them from the plane.
As they should have.
The kid has autism.
As
that makes
should.
It... More difficult,
yeah,
more complicated of the situation.
Doesn't change the rule or law, though.
It doesn't change the policy that they...
It does, though. They're still... What if I'm claustrophobic?
Then don't fly. You know what? You know how many warnings those parents... I blame these parents. You know how many warnings and signs that they had to pass to get to the plane that tells you the rules and regulations of the FAA and federal and all that?
When you book the ticket...
It says, are you sure it says it? Like,
yes,
it says it every...
It says, while you're online booking, then in the pre-trip email, like, thank you for booking your flight, here are the rules, then during the
does
check-in
process...
Does it
say process, no exceptions? Because, I mean,
yes,
I feel like
does.
Having a special needs child
it says
gets
no,
you an exception. Like, so,
I get what you're saying, but it says... Southwest does not allow for medical exceptions to this rule.
For everybody.
Exemptions.
It's like, I get it. It's autistic. We all will bend over backwards to rearrange to accommodate autism. But why have a rule or a law if you're going to have 800 damn exceptions to it? Okay, this is the rule, but if it's a three-year-old autism, okay, waive the rule.
So you're saying if I'm claustrophobic, then don't fly. If I got an autistic kid, don't fly.
Not during a pandemic.
Right. I'm sorry.
Where we're trying to get it under control and trying to wear masks. I don't think, like... I get what you're saying, Slacker. Like, there should
be... I can't believe you're on this side, Amber. You are the compassionate one. You actually quarantine when no one else would.
It's not that I'm not compassionate. Like, it's just, like, we're trying to enforce policies. And Steve's right. If we start...
Making exceptions,
then...
But this
you being
this is
claustrophobic is going to be... You know what I mean? It's just... We can't have exceptions right now. We're trying to get control of a virus.
Yeah. So I don't know where this family was going, but and I don't want to use funeral because we have that other jackhole we just talked about. But what if they were going to see Nana one last time before she dies? This kid, like the whole family misses out on something because we can't just tolerate.
I know.
There's.
I think you boil it down. It comes to battle between emotion and logic. And everything you said, Slacker, is kind of based on emotion.
It is. It's completely based on emotion.
So then just get rid of the rule then. Get rid of the law.
So then
let's not have any rules or laws because if we're going to get emotional about every damn logical law, then you get rid of them.
So then you're saying if I want to stick to my side, then no one should wear a mask on the aircraft. Or either everyone does or no one does is what you're saying. Even if it's an autistic kid who sensorily can't handle it.
And I sympathize. We all sympathize with that. We're not crapping on that. It's just that it's the rules. And if you have a problem with it, go to the federal then and do something to get the rule changed. But until then.
Okay. I mean.
There are other modes of transportation where they didn't send out that. I mean, they could drive like.
Okay.
You know what makes me the worst mad about this is everyone is going to blame the airlines.
They are
and blame
already.
The rules and the FAA. You're the big bullies. They just know they're not. They're enforced. Flight attendants are just enforcing the. They're like cops.
What if the kid had COVID and he's yelling and crying and everything, and then that air like. Five, ten people get COVID on the plane. Then Southwest is at, you know, liable. Right. Like, they have to protect themselves, too, as a company, and they're already taking such a hit.
And now they're going to take, a hit again.
You guys won. You beat me already. But, all right, 51059, that's where you're going to text. Is Southwest in the wrong, or am I in the, who's right? Should this three-year-old autistic kid have to wear a mask?
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.